What do we want?
We can't sit here and complain about public policy, complain about what people are doing in this country if we check out of the process.
Roland Martin is in Charlotte this morning. Roland, we're in New Haven, Connecticut. We're back on the Meet Every Listener tour. New Haven today, New York tonight and tomorrow, then Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. 1 week of meeting every listener. We're back on the bus. Good morning, Roland. What's going on?
Well, good morning, Tom. Simple J raised the money for domestic violence with the Clothier Classic Golf Tournament out here. So look forward to that. It's a huge issue, and so certainly glad to help William Wilson out in doing that. I'm glad you mentioned New York, Tom, because tomorrow, Mayor Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, is going to release his progressive contract with America. And as remember, the Republicans did this a number of years ago. That sort of lays the foundation for this agenda. But frankly, he left some stuff out that really, for me, makes this contract worthless. So I called up Rashad Robinson with colorofchange.org. And Rashad, lots of progressives are excited about this. They're talking about minimum wage and immigration, all these other issues. But did he talk to any black people, or are they concerned about any critical issues like schools and no jails? What's your take on what has been released with this so-called progressive contract with America?
What I've seen that's going to be released on Tuesday is woefully lacking. I mean, Roland, how a mayor of a big city like New York is going to go to the Capitol and stand on the steps and not talk about mass incarceration and not have mass incarceration as part of the platform to talk about inequality in this day and age, with all that we've seen with the way in which policing and mass incarceration is impacting the life outcomes for black families, is incredibly disappointing. And it's our opportunity to push back, because these are the type of platforms that lead to the conversation of this 2016 election that we're going to be going into, that then lead to the policy. And we can't have black families left out of this discussion.
Well, you know what happens also whenever these things are introduced, it's stuff in there that African-Americans might say, I like that. The point that we're making is issues that are very specific to us. I mean, so, for instance, Tom, he's got stuff in here, no free trade, a comprehensive immigration reform plan with a pathway to citizenship for legal residents, free child care, after-school programs, national paid sick leave, $15 per hour minimum wage. Expansion of the earned income tax credit, allowing students to refinance student loan debt, closing a CEO tax loophole that allows a corporation to take advantage of performance pay, but nothing about our schools, nothing about education, and nothing, again, dealing with what is the most fundamental issue that folks are protesting. And I see nothing in here also, Rashad, dealing with the issue of police that we have been protesting for months about.
Even protesting in his own city where I live, holding him accountable around broken windows and pushing back. You know, this is a mayor who has a lot of work to do right in the city where he is governing. But to not talk about mass incarceration in terms of the economy and the impact that it has, particularly on black men and black families as a whole, in terms of people being able to get jobs when they are released from incarceration or on parole.
So why do you think the mayor omitted that?
Because we continue to have these moments where white progressives in the Democratic Party put forward these so-called colorblind platforms where they think that, you know, it's going to help, you know, all these issues are going to help all communities. But if we don't specifically deal with certain aspects that are holding communities back, and in particular mass incarceration, then the idea of having minimum wage or the idea of having, you know, paid sick leave and all these other policies, we actually won't even get to the point where those policies help us, because we won't be able to actually get the jobs in the first place. And so these policies actually, if they are going to be 2015 policies, 21st century, you know, platforms, they actually have to address the 21st century problems that our communities are dealing with. And we can't let this mayor.
But he's unveiling it today, right? So we don't know.
He's unveiling it tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
But okay. Tom, to your point, what they want to do is, like usual, they want to serve this up and have black folks say, okay, well, we'll get to y'all stuff later. No, we need to be on the menu right now, not somehow you can be on the menu later on.
And isn't it possible that we're going to have more of these things in there when it is finally unveiled tomorrow?
Well, that's what we're doing right now. That's what we're that's why we're raising our voices now in the process. So I hope the mayor's hearing, listen to this. I hope the mayor, when he stands on those steps of the Capitol tomorrow, that he recognizes and he stands up and says that Black Lives Matter.
And Sybil, there are people who are pushing behind the scenes right now saying, look, man, you've got to address this. He's pushed back saying, well, it's pretty much done. We're saying, no. It ain't done until you open your mouth on Tuesday.
Right.
Okay.
Got a whole white progressive accountable. They just can't get our votes.
Yeah. All right.